Good morning.
Today's Bible reading is from the book of Matthew, from chapter 14, verse 22 to 32. That's Matthew chapter 14, from verse 22 to 32. And it reads, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before them, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.'" Verse 28. "Lord, if you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out aloud, "Lord, save me." 31. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and called him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. This ends the Bible reading. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Church, we have been blessed. Again, the first day of the week, have privilege, advantage to come here to worship God in spirit and also in truth. We have been blessed because a lot of people are in the hospital as I'm talking now. They cannot eat, even bleed. And we can go, come, and have even privilege to worship God. That is very advantage for us. Today, first of all, let me give thanks to God for saving grace and traveling mercy he offered to my parents, Sister Linda, Sister Laban, to Poland. And also yesterday, we also went Coventry, lots of people went to Coventry for Bible lectureship. We pray that all what we are learning, we can apply it in our daily life. That is much, much important. We are learning a lot, and the issue is we need to apply all what we are learning to glorify God. We thank the Bible reader and thank the song reader. In fact, we have sung songs today to glorify God, and the song, singing song also is a part of our worship, and we need to appreciate the way and manner we offer our singing to God. And we thank our Bible reader for reading such powerful passage. I know Matthew chapter 14. You can, I'm reading each and every one. If you go home, you have to read the whole chapter. Because the whole chapter is saying different kinds of things. And I'm very, very interested about this particular topic which I choose for us to read. Even verse chapter 14, verse 1 going, we see how John the Baptist was crucified, was killed. Because of what? The truth. Because of he saying the truth. He was being killed by Herod. Because he always stand for truth. And it is a very good lesson for us that at times we will find ourselves in hot waters because say the truth. Look at what happened to John the Baptist. He said the truth, and it seemed like people and the world you live in, you don't want to see the truth. You don't want to hear the truth at all. John the Baptist speak the truth and cost him a lot. He has been killed because of what he has said. And what he said was actually true, because in God's eye, the Herod cannot do that. In God's eye, though human beings, we can accept that. But the question is, did God accept what we are doing? That is the question we have to ask ourselves. And another occasion, the same occasion, when John was killed, they came and reported to Jesus, and Jesus was finding a place to go and pray. And a lot of multitude followed him, and he also used that occasion and opportunity to do miracles. And that time, Bible said about 5,000 people were what? Were feed. We feed about 5,000 people, only men. And Bible say beside women and children. And he just, as we hear from our reading, he just told his disciples to go back to where they live, and they find a boat. And Jesus want to what? See that everybody has just departed from there so that he can go and pray. Look at Jesus, when he hear the death of John the Baptist, he feel more and he want to pray. So, the one you read from verse 22, he said, verse 22, he said, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. So he left the disciples to depart. And you jump quickly to verse 27. He said, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, for do not be afraid. So if you are following the story or the reading, on the boat he saw somebody coming, and look at human beings, we are, they were afraid. And he saw there was gold, he was gold close to an audience thing, and Jesus said, it was what? Me. Let's continue the reading. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the boat. I want today lesson, I want us to focus the conversation or communication between Jesus and Peter. And we need to draw some lesson from this. Even the whole book of chapter 14, we can draw a lot of lesson from this particular chapter 14 chapter. But I want us to focus about the communication or the conversation between Peter and Jesus. You see, Peter is always impressive. This is the first of four events in Matthew, that in Matthew, where Peter always tried to answer some question or intervene or say something. Like, if you read Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 going, you see Jesus, Peter confessed to Jesus who Jesus is. Yeah. If you read about Matthew chapter 17, you see the transfiguration when John, Peter, and they went to the mountain. Transfiguration. You see Peter speak from there. And in the incident concerning the tax money, you see Jesus and Peter communicate how they can pay the tax. And even the denier also in Matthew chapter 17 verse 24, Matthew chapter 26 verse 69, Jesus speak about the denial of him. He said, Peter was one who had enough faith in Jesus. One thing we can learn from Peter is the one who always have enough faith. He believed in Jesus. Not that all the 12 believed in Jesus, but we see Peter as a different way. So immediately when Peter know that it was Jesus who is coming to them, in verse 19, as I said, and he said, verse 28, let me repeat verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you in the water. And the Lord, and he said, come. And Peter got up out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. The question is, what made Peter bold enough to walk on the sea? That is the question you and me need to ask ourselves. What made Peter just stood up from the boat and just walk on the sea? What made him do that? That is faith. It's faith. The answer is faith. And if you go a little bit, Jesus called it little faith. Even the little faith Peter had, he able to what? To walk on the sea. And it is very, very, it's a lesson for all of us that God has called us from the power of darkness unto his dear kingdom. And with faith, you can do a lot to glorify him. You can do a lot because Peter demonstrated through faith the things we can do. Even Jesus told his disciples that if you have faith, like what? You can do more, even greater things than what I'm doing here. And you can see that Peter is doing that. He's doing miracle because even Peter has done miracle before. In Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus sent his disciples, we see that Peter did have done miracle before. And one thing we have to learn from Peter is he always what? Have faith. Even if it is a little, he tried to what? To use it, to practice it. That is the how we and me lack it. We are lack of that thing. Even the little one we have, we need what? We need to utilize it. One time in the Bible, he said when the master is going, he gives the talents. He gives someone five, someone three, someone one, according to what? Their ability. That is most important, according to their ability. And every, we are all here, some, even the five aspects of our worship, even one person can do all the five, but others can do only one, and that is good. That is good because it is what? According to what? Our ability. This is what we can do. And we need to do it with what? With faith. Because we have been what? Commanded to worship God. Peter set an example for us to follow. And it is a good example also for us. It's a good lesson for us. A lot of times we do our things like we can't do it, you can't make it, we just discourage ourselves. And this is time where Peter is telling all of us that we need what? To use our ability God has given to us. So Peter, we saw Peter walking on the sea. You see, that is very important. Peter is walking on the sea. What made Peter walking on the sea? We see one is what? By faith. And the second one is what? By what? Looking unto what? Jesus. That is the title of my sermon. Look unto what? Jesus. Because he did it one by faith and the other one by what? Looking unto Jesus. We are here not to please ourselves. We are here, you want the standard, you want to become like what? You want to become like Jesus. Because Jesus has promised us to go and prepare a place. So here is a place of what? Preparation. We have been prepared. We are prepared. You will not go to heaven by accident. No. Heaven is prepared by a prepared people. We have to prepare ourselves so that we can live with God forever. We can live with God forever. So I'm pleading that any little thing you can do in this congregation, please, please use it to glorify God. Because we need to what? Focus or look unto Jesus. Peter able to do that because he's looking. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. He said, Jesus suffered for us, leaving us what? An example. An example to what? To follow. Jesus has set an example for us to follow. Let us read Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. 12 verse 1 and 2. Please, somebody help me. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 and 2.
It reads, yeah. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yeah, thank you. So, we have somebody we are looking for. He said, look upon unto what? Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Verse 2. Let me repeat verse 2. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our what? Faith. The author and finisher of what? Our faith. So we need to look unto Jesus. And Peter has set example for us to follow. Because why? Because he focused on his eye on Jesus. That is why he able to walk on the sea. That is miracle. Walking on the sea is a miracle. And let us continue our reading. Let's read verse Matthew chapter 30. But seeing, but seeing the wind, he became afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, save me. Look at here. The person who has much courage to stand on the sea and walk. And he said, let us repeat. But seeing the wind, he became afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, save me. But before even Peter was stepping onto the sea, the wind is already blowing. The wind is already there. But he able to what? Walk on the sea. He able to walk. So what made Peter doubt, or what made Peter start sinking? What made Peter start sinking? The answer is the storm. He looked instead of continue focusing on Jesus, he just what? Looked outside. Because the storm was there before. But he able to what? To walk on the sea. So why did Peter turn his eyes and look on the storm? This is also a lesson for you and me to learn. That in our ability, in the gift God has given to us, if you look at the people, you cannot do it. A lot of people looking about the trial, temptation, a lot of things can stretch this or prevent us not to what? To move forward. And we need not to what? To look on these things, because our goal is what? To look unto Jesus. Our goal, that is our goal, because we want to become like Jesus. So Peter starts sinking because what? He's looking about the criticism, the what people are saying about me. What people, because the matter what good you do, people will criticize you. We have to know that no matter how, no matter good you be, people will what? Criticize you. So if you are looking about the criticism people are going to say about you, maybe you say you're not doing anything for God. And that is a mistake a lot of us what choose to do. Choose to do because of criticism, because people are what people are saying. But we have been called for a purpose. Paul or Timothy that he have to speak on the message in the time, good time, what? And a bad time as well. And we have to be very careful also in our criticism, because it's not helping the lost church. And a lot of people are here on the lost church. They are not here for having as their goal. They are here for positions and places and all this. Look, the Lord has set the way and manner how you have to worship Him. It's not you or me who is going to tell us. God has put all this mechanism in place. The leadership role
God has already chosen. God has already chosen people who are qualified to lead his church. It's not you or me who are going to tell use it. So I beg, I pray you. A lot of people have ability, skills, and God-given skills to help the church, this church, to grow. But a lot of criticism and all these things. Please let us stop and give them chance to what? To service, to do their service to God. Because why Peter stand up and walk on the sea, and why Peter start in all of a sudden Peter starts sinking. He's sinking because of what? What is going on? And you also be, as I'm already saying, you have to focus in our God. You have to say the truth. John the Baptist said the truth, and it caused him to he died. Jesus said the truth and he died. So what is wrong about you? We also need to what? Stand for the truth. That is our job, to stand for what? Truth. The truth is truth, because in this world we live in, you what? We called bad as what? Good, and good as what? Bad now. And it seems like all the world influence are coming to the church. You see? So Peter starts sinking. And one thing I prayed with Peter, I very happy with Peter, because a lot of people start sinking and gradually what? They do what? They fall away from the church. And that is wrong. That is wrong. So let us see what Peter said. Peter said, he said, verse 30, he said, but seeing, verse 30, I read verse 30. But seeing the wind, he became afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, what? Save me. A lot of times you need to call Lord to save us from these criticisms. Don't let us quit. So don't let us quit from the lost church, because here is the church is a what? A place of reconciliation. The church is a place where what? We glorify God. So you can't move, you can't leave the church because of what people are saying to you, because of what people are doing to you. That is wrong. So Peter said what? Lord, what? Save me. And that is what we need to do. We need to learn from this particular lesson. At times, the trial and temptation are so great that we can even don't know what to do. That is why God said, you are what? Brothers and what? Sisters. At times we need to approach our brother. At times we need to approach our sister and tell them that this is the problem I'm going through. And we all need what? To help one another. It is our job to help one another. That's why we say, Lord, what? Save me. So, quitting the church is a wrong decision. It's a wrong decision. But we need to learn what Peter and Jesus did on their conversation. Bringing to the end, we have learned two things. At least you have learned two things. We need to fix our eyes on who? On Christ. That is our job. We need to fix our eyes on Christ. Looking to Jesus, even if you have what? Little faith. Even if you have little faith, we must what? Look unto Jesus. And when there's a problem, like as Peter cried out, he says, Lord, save me. It is our obligation to speak. At times, the trials and temptations, our problems are too much burdensome to us. And we need what? To speak out. You need to speak out. So, my brothers and sisters, this is just a simple and a simple lesson I want us to share. And I know God loves us as we always love God. God said, if you love me, you have to do what? Keep my commandments. I thank you and God bless you. Thank you.